Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my friends, this is Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Mosque, which I created in 1996. This is a historic broadcast because it's our first broadcast recording after we've been terminated out of our YouTube channel. Yes, just a couple days ago, YouTube closed Freedom Law School's YouTube channel because, well, obviously, we were waking up too many slaves to no longer be slaves and be free Americans again of the It's Really Satan IRS slavery system. And it's something that we had expected. We knew it was coming. That's why we were already on all alternative platforms such as Rockfin, BitChute, Rumble, and Odyssey. Could you guys open that a little bit more, please, guys, a little bit? That'd be great. So, yes, and now all of our broadcasts will be completely uncensored. Don't have to worry about saying things that will offend the censors about things, because everything you say, they just say it was medical misinformation or misinformation. The last video that they caused of the closing of channel was about the IRS's hiring of 87,000 people over a course of 10 years that the bill got passed. And so, in fact, in that video presentation, I quoted Time Magazine correctly, they say, that it's really not a big deal because it's only not 87,000 in 1 year, it's 8,700 in 10 years each year. And IRS in 2006 had about 100,000 agents, and now in 2022, 16 years later, with the population rising, it has 78,000 employees. Substantially less, over 20% drop, and about 50% of IRS employees are eligible for retirement right now, which means in the next 5 to 10 years, maximum, you know, half of IRS will be gone, be reduced to under 40,000. So this over 10 years, 87,000 will just slow down a little bit the IRS's eventual implosion, which, as you know, I've been predicting. So we want to facilitate that. That's why we have a Restore Freedom Plan that you want to check out on our website, which every one of you ought to be a part of. Every one of you can afford it. Yes, it will save and or make money for every one of you to be a part of Restore Freedom Plan. I mean, it, folks, after 30 years of being at this, I'm so excited. I'm proud of this incredible vehicle that's been put together to allow you to be free, your family to be free, free the churches, and take and our freedoms back all at the same time. Yes. We can have a world of live and let live, a world of love and let love, truth, real truth and enlightenment, you know, in our grasp. So tonight I'm going to cover the topic of Nisara and Yesara, which this topic has been coming up in the patriotic circles around the internet. And you know that whenever a legal freedom-oriented topic comes up in the Freedom Patriot movement, I cover that for you because people want to know the truth about that issue. So after that, I'll be doing a maybe a couple of short videos also to put out on platforms like TikTok and Instagram and others, because people like the short ones to get their attention and get them to the more detailed videos and longer explanation. Before I go on, folks, remember, call us and we will send you our beautiful new trifold brochures. 7-Step Drain the Swamp in D.C. and Restore Freedom for You and Your Family. To be free of IRS, deception, robbery, and slavery now. Step 1 is on the outside. Here's step 2 here. And no, step 2 is here. Step 3. Step 4. Step 5. And 6 and 7. A great tool, folks, to pass out to friends, family members, coworkers, at your workplace, at your office. Leave it there for people to pick up and what it is and say, oh, it says go to the website, livefreenow.org. See? Yes. It directs them to our website. Okay? You're going to be doing your part, my friend, to restore freedom. By getting these brochures, call us at 813-444-4800. We'll mail you as many as you want. Okay? Go to our website, livefreenow.org, or call us 813-444-4800. So, I'm ready, guys, to start talking about Yesara and Yesara. Clock is zeroed out, guys. We can start right now. Count your number, and we'll start. Oh, I forgot about the book. My favorite book cover, here it is, a good old Irwin Schiff, The Federal Mafia, which we want to dismantle, right? Back to its original form, is what I mean, not complete, back to where it was supposed and intended to be. Go ahead. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahede, the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Our website is livefreenow.org, and in this presentation, I will cover the topics of Yesara and Yesara. They have been talking about this a lot, I noticed, on the internet these days, so people want to know straight answers. I'm going to bring them to you right now. If you go online, folks, there's a website, Yesara Law, that talks about it. And it says that in 1999, a 75-page document known as the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, that's what Yesara stands for, okay? That's what they called it. Okay, here we go. Let's continue about it. Yesara was submitted to Congress where it sat with little action for almost a year. Okay. Then this Yesara Law website states that in 2000, late one evening on March 9, 2000, a written quorum was hand-delivered by Delta Force and Navy SEALs to 15 members of the U.S. Senate and the House who were sponsors and co-sponsors of Yesara. They were immediately escorted by the Delta Force and Navy SEALs to their respective voting chambers, where passed the National Economic Security and Reformation Act. And President Clinton signed the act into law. Now, this is very interesting, okay, because How can 15 members of U.S. Senate and House, okay, how can they pass any law? Okay, let's not forget, the U.S. House of Representatives has 435 members. U.S. Senate is composed of 100 members, two members that represent each of the 50 states. So you have combined 535 people, okay, majority of the 50 senators, and majority of the 435 members of the U.S. House of Representatives got to pass something, ratify a proposal or bill before the president can sign it. But here, this website says that only 50 members of the U.S. Senate and U.S. House, okay, who were sponsored, the co-sponsor of the SARA, they passed the SARA. And then President Clinton signed it into law. So right there, folks, you can see this obvious falsehood. Because there can't be no law passed with only 15 members of House and or Senate. Okay? But let's go on. Okay? And then here's the same Nasara Law website in July 9, 2015 says this. Okay? I don't know how many of you know anything about the Nasara program, but if it's something I've known about and studied for over 4 years now, and it needs to be implemented for the benefit of our entire country and each one of us. Again, this assumes it was passed. It needs to be implemented, okay? And it says, I've talked to some of you in the past who don't believe it will ever happen or does not exist. Well, I just showed you it cannot exist because 15 House Senate members cannot pass law. It's got to be a majority of both houses, majority of 100 senators, and a majority of 435 House members got to pass it first. That never happened, right? So, but this website says, but it does exist. And if you would allow, you would all do your homework on this, as I have done, you will know that not only it is for real, but it will be implemented this year, starting as early as later this month. Well, later this month is July 2015, 7 years ago, and it says it will be implemented 2015, starting as early as later this month, July 2015, and it hasn't happened, right? If it had happened in 2015, right? By now, 7 years later, we all would have heard about it. So it's bogus. Okay. Wikipedia tells us how this whole thing started. Now, I don't like Wikipedia. They censor a lot of stuff. They put a lot of garbage and lies and deception, but it does give you, I like the introductory of Nasara, okay, which says it was a set of proposed economic reforms for the United States suggested during the 1990s by Harvey Francis Barnard. That part is correct. And Barnard claimed that the proposals, which included replacing the income tax with a national sales tax, abolishing compound interest on secured loans, and returning to a bimetallic currency, will result in 0% inflation and a more stable economy. However, the proposals were never introduced before Congress. That is correct. Yeah. See, Nasara has since become better known as the subject of a cult-like conspiracy theory promoted by Shiny Candace Goodwin, also known as Dove of Oneness. See, Dove of Oneness, this lady, Shiny Candace Goodwin, claimed the act was actually passed with additional provisions as the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, and then suppressed by George Bush administration and the Supreme Court. Yep. And folks, here's this lady, Diana Candace Goodman, the Dove of Oneness. Her conspiracy emails have been translated into several languages and a large online. Yep, folks, they are real conspiracies, conspiracy facts, but and conspiracy theory. It is a fact that 9/11 was an inside-outside job by Zionist, powerful state of Israel, covered up by the Zionists and Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld at the highest levels of the U.S. government. He was not some Arab terrorist. It's a fact. January 6th was a set-up job by the false Bureau of Investigations, FBI, supported by U.S. Department of Injustice corrupt lawyers, okay, to set people up to steer you to submission by putting anybody that was in the Capitol, which the police opened their way to go in, as some kind of a terrible terrorist, even though nobody was, only one of the people was murdered by a federal agent. Folks, fact, conspiracy, and theory conspiracy. The problem is in the movement, we have too many of these naked, baseless theory that discredits the real conspiracy facts. That's where we have to expose them. Okay? So let's go a little bit further into this Nasara, okay? Here's the website's gone, Nasara.org, okay? It's gone. But on the Wayback Machine in 2004, at the top right, we got it back for you. That's what it used to talk about this. Yep. And the website talked about Nasara, which was a legislative proposal for monetary and fiscal policy reform. Yep. That's what it was. And the proposed bill, if you click on that, here it is. Again, Nasara, National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act. Monetary and fiscal policy reform that will double the standard of living for every American within one generation and restore economic and social prosperity across the land. Ain't that wonderful, folks? Wonderful. I would love to see something like that. But it was just never even proposed to be ratified or passed into law in the first place. Okay? So it tells you what it is, Nasara. We must replace current monetary and fiscal policy with systems that benefit all. One wonderful intent, wonderful signing. It just never became the law. Okay. Now then you go into the proposed bill. It was a proposed bill that about this. Okay, and the proposed bill founded also all of this on the Wayback Machine, folks. Yeah, the Wayback Machine. But this one is on GerasaHelp.org. Gerasa has replaced Nasara, National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act. This was proposed for the written for the 108th Congress, second session, and it says HR House Resolution. This bill has not been yet introduced in the Congress. And no name of House member appears. That's why it's blank. There's no name here. Yes, because it was never introduced. Yeah, to amend the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 as amended and the Internal Revenue Code of 1939 as amended in order to secure for the American people their unalienable rights to life, liberty, and prosperity. And see, this proposed bill in House of Representatives has no name. Who for himself and other sponsors introduced the following bill? There's no name because it was never introduced and referred to any committee as the cover of the bill here mentioned. Well, look at this bill, folks. This bill, it's only a cover page. The next page here is it from Nasara.org. Says, right? It's only a table of contents. Yes! Just a table of contents. It's not an actual bill. The bills don't look like this. They don't have a table of contents like a book has. There's a book or article table of contents, right? And you go down, it just gives you what Nassar will do, the benefits of it, stuff like that. What's wrong with America? You know, it doesn't have any legalese language of what it will do whatsoever. Okay? It's not a nothing like that. Now, back in 2004, the U.S. Treasury was asked about the SARA. Yes. We again have to go way back machine from 2004 and look at what the U.S. Treasury said. Okay? United States Department of Treasury. Frequently asked questions, FAQs on this page that says, I have heard about National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act, NESARA, and believe that it should be enacted into law as quickly as possible to help improve the economy. Will you support this legislation? Well, that's the question. What is the answer? The answer is maintaining a strong and prosperous economy is a top priority of the president and his administration. Fine, that lip service. Secretary O'Neill appreciates hearing ideas like the National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act, NESARA, put forward by concerned citizens. Okay, fine. Get us to the point, mister. Here it is, folks. As you're aware, the NESARA proposal has not yet been introduced in Congress, nor is it part of any current law, of course. If it's not even proposed in Congress, it cannot be passed into law. Remember, federal laws must be ratified by the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate and then by President. If it's not introduced in the House or Senate and approved by both, it cannot be law, right? That's the essence of our representative system of government that we are also have, right? So now NESARA is gone, GESARA, Global Economic Security and Reformation Act. This you can find on internet. We found. There's nothing more on NESARA we could find, really. Here's a website. Oh wow, sounds wonderful. Global Prosperity Program, a land of equality. Equality for all people of the planet Earth, a new generation of governments without corruption, banks, and let's see. Will lower interest rates, no hunger, global peace. Wow. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Well, let's see what GESARA is. Well, this website, as you go about, click on about here, okay? And here it is. What is it about? Okay, I'm going to zoom in for you a little bit. You can see what it supposedly is. Here's what it says. Global Economic Security and Reform Act is a global program. Global, how do you have a global? When there's no global government on Earth. There's no global government. So how can you have a global program on the verge of being announced and activated? But you got to get passed by some lawmakers, right, before being announced and activated, and there's no global government at all in the world. There's no such thing, okay? And look at this incredible claim. This program is backed by precious metals deliverable well above $250 billion of U.S. dollars. 40 zeros. Really? That much precious metals? Where's it at? All this backing by precious metals. Where's it at? Where's this gold? Of it, gold is never stated in dollars. It's stated in ounces, not Federal Reserve notes or dollars. This shows, again, this is bogus, GESARA. And after that, false claim, false assumption, they give a bunch of good feeling stuff. All 8 billion people of human population will benefit from GESARA. Sure, if it was a real thing, that would be wonderful. But there is no such thing. See, folks, you got to watch out. When someone tells you something, say, sounds good to me. I'll go for that, and I'll tell my friends about it. No. You should say, prove it. I'll believe you. Show it to me. Okay? I can show you Trump ran a shot conspiracy hoax was a hoax after 3 years. Okay? January 6th insurrection was an inside FBI job. Ray Epps was telling, we got to go tomorrow into the Capitol. Capitol is this way. And Ray Epps was on FBI's most wanted list right away. He was taken off, never been prosecuted by the Department of Injustice, DOJ. That's proof right there. DOJ, U.S. Department of Injustice, FBI, send Ray Epps to get people to go into the Capitol so later they can charge him with whatever crime for going to the Capitol, put him in jail, isolation, to scare you to not find the criminals in a Washington, D.C. swamp. Yes, and our plan is to empty the swamp. Folks, I'm from Iran. Born in 1977, came here in 62, I was born, came here in 77. Iran, the government, for criticizing them, just criticizing them. Talking to people about the government corruption, they could just kidnap you, put you in jail. No charges. No trial. Torture you for weeks and months long. Summary trial or no trial, execute you. Yes, that's how bad it can become in America if we don't take back our country, take back our government. There is no freedom of speech, no right to peacefully assemble, press, you know, association, petition government for redress of grievances, you know, don't have right to due process of law. They cannot just come take your stuff here. You have a right to challenge government actions in America. Not there. Most countries in the world do not have a right to due process of law like in America, that before the government takes your stuff, you have a right to challenge it in a court or court-like setting and take that to appeal. Yes, that's a fundamental difference between America and other countries in the world. Right to jury trial. The fact that to put you in jail criminally, they got to get 12 regular people convinced beyond the reasonable doubt that you intended and did the supposed criminal act. And the jury could always say not guilty if the government's a bunch of corrupt criminals. Don't get that in Iran, where I came from, or most countries in the world. Folks, we have all of these powers and rights, we the people, you, are exercising them. Folks, at the paid income tax only two times in late 80s with my ex-wife to get more money back from her paycheck at university. One time in 1993 as a 1040 NR to get some $600 back. Other than that, I've never filed income taxes. Yes. I haven't paid them a dime. Over 30 years now. IRS knows about me. I'm not in prison. How come? Well, you better believe it. They know about me. Attack me and I've beaten them up. Okay? So what I want you folks is to work with Freedom Law School to take America back. Yes. Let's go to our website, folks. You've got to go to Freedom Law School to restore freedom to America. Go to livefreenow.org. So you can stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp. Yes, you have been voluntarily supporting the D.C. swamp by paying income taxes, payroll taxes, yes, even estate tax, gambling tax, yes, gun manufacturing taxes. I'll look up those also, but let's focus on income and payroll taxes for now. Okay, folks? Here it is. To empty the swamp in D.C., take these seven steps. You live free now. Deception. Folks, that's the first thing they do. They deceive you with falsehoods, with fear, okay? And then they rob you and enslave you. So that's why step one is to understand the law. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Yes. Based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Bold claim, but it's backed up. The proof is on our videos, on our website. Start with the video right here and go on. I'm going to go over the other steps briefly. Two, stop filing income tax forms. Yes, you are putting a rope around your neck. That's what gives IRS the power to audit you. Take your bank account, paycheck, and home. Because you signed the 1040 form under oath, under penalties of perjury, and IRS hangs you with a rope you put around your neck. Step three, realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Yes, they are. I know you think IRS is a bunch of powerful gods. They're not. Okay? And they're not. And this cartoon that I got here, where's the cartoon? Oh, we got to get this cartoon up, guys. It's not coming up, is it? Okay? You got to click on that, and let me see if it's here. Is it come here? Oh, the cartoon there is not there. Well, the cartoon there, you'll see it. It really shows it all for you guys to see. Step four is to take courage from Freedom Law School victories. Yes, folks, I have beaten the IRS. I'm not paying income tax for 30 years almost, and IRS is not trying to put me in prison because they know I'll beat them again. See, this is the myth of the IRS on the left of your screen. On the right is the reality. Yes. Go and find out your true power that they hid from you. They deceived you with fear to not let you see how powerful you and the American people are. And then, folks, step five, write the lawmakers about the law. It's very simple, folks. All you got to do here is write to your congressman, the lawmakers. And then pay income tax only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you, file income tax. Yep. If they don't show the law that requires you to file income tax, don't. It's that simple. And they can't. You've done it. They cannot show you the law for you to file income tax. And then, yes, folks, you see, click on this. Don't pay tribute to the beast. It's really Satan, central earthly authority that would impose on you as slave serfs. Click on that image, cartoon, you're going to get more information about this. And then, folks, now you're ready to join the Restore Freedom Plan and feel safe to do so with our 7-year, $1 million guarantee by not paying income taxes that you never owed in the first place. Yes, folks, you never owed it in the first place. Yes, and you see it in step one, this in more detail with videos, explain, show the law for you, okay? Now, this way, you drain the swamp, right? So you stop financially supporting your deep state enemies, the same criminals that raided Donald Trump. Folks, they've been out to American people for decades, okay? They just open their hands, openly how criminal and out of control FBI, CIA, NSA, and U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers are, okay? And then you'll be also restoring freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America. So what you want to do, folks, is join the Restore Freedom Plan lawfully, stop filing and paying income tax with our Restore Freedom Plan. Yep. So, folks, you can go over there, check it out, folks. And guess what? And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years minimum, folks, okay? Or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you are a Freedom Law School member. Yeah, that's right. Every year, it's a separate 7-year guarantee. Yep. So, folks, there's a video overview of this. And then step 7 is, folks, spread the word. Tell others, folks. Don't keep it all to yourself. Okay? I know people around you are afraid. They've been deceived. Fear. I want to hear you. Are you one of those conspiracy theorists I've heard about? Extremists? Gun nuts? Wackos? Oh, I'm going to save me from you. Look. Some people are overtaken by fear. And they may never wake up from that state of living in fear. But let me share something important with you. There's two prime emotions in existence. One is love. God created us with his love and power. Same thing. Knowledge, love, God's power are all the same. And what destroys is fear. Satan's fear. He's just from going out. Let's double mask. 6 feet apart or locked down and get all the jabs to make sure I don't get died of the corona hoax. That's how they control you, with false evidence appearing real. Fear. Now you are awake and you may be afraid to share this with other people. But folks, let me tell you, somebody someday woke you up. Somebody in the past told you information. You said, what? Something's wrong. Things don't make sense. I've been lied to. We've been all lied to. And you started reading and checking things out for yourself further. There are more people like you out there who love and seek the truth like you. So share this with everybody. Spread our message. Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org. Also, defundfedgov.org. Yes, we want to defund the federal government by over 90% by not voluntarily paying these guys, which you lawfully were never for over 100 years ever required to pay them in the Yep. Spread the word with your love. And enough people who are looking for this will say, thank you. Thank you. I was looking for this. I was looking for someone like you, because I knew something was wrong. I just couldn't put my finger on it. Thank you. And they will tell others and others that's how they get it going on. And even those with fear, eventually hear it enough times, I'll check it out. Okay? So, folks, and it gets better. Here is your freedom opportunity to get paid. For each American, you're free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. Yes, everybody can join Restore Freedom Plan. Everybody. Even if you're poor as heck or multimillionaire, you all for it. I'll guarantee you. I'll give you unlimited consultation, unlimited support, unlimited letter writing responses of any kind against IRS attacks, state tax agencies. You don't need to pay anybody any extra hourly. I'll pay attorneys and lawyers if necessary. Freedom Law School. You're covered. Everybody can join. By joining hands like the founding fathers. See, stopping our enemies, join hands together, spread the word, and more of us join together. See, unstoppable. You see why I'm so excited, folks? So go to livefreenow.org, okay, livefreenow.org, and start your journey to freedom, restore freedom, America, okay? And then call us. If you have any questions, our numbers are top left of our website, 813-444-4800. We want to work with you to restore freedom. This is what the founding fathers of America did. It's the same process, folks, of petitioning lawmakers to address your concerns about the corrupt, out-of-control Department of Injustice, FBI, CIA, the deep swamp, okay, and take away your support from them before you give them voluntarily. And with that, folks, I want to thank you. It was no accident that you came across this video. You were looking to live free. You were meant to live free. And you found the road. So go to livefreenow.org. Continue your journey to freedom. Join our Restore Freedom Plan. And tell others. Until I hope to meet you all soon on January 20th, 23rd at our next Restore Freedom Plan rally in Orlando, Florida. Okay. Let's do another video now, guys. All right. Folks, I have fun doing this stuff, you know? You know, I do it because it's fun. Love is fun. Fear is not. Remember, if you have any doubts, ask yourself, am I coming from love or fear? Come from love, not fear. And that will guide you. The truth that will really liberate you and your action. Okay? All right. We're going to do a short clip, folks, to put on these platforms, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere, that gets people to Freedom Law School's website and to check out our Restore Freedom Plan, Restore Freedom in America. So let me see what we got here again. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's a different one. That's a different one. Okay. All right. Or this is going to be just a short email I got to send to everybody about we being cut out on YouTube, okay? And Facebook pretty soon probably cut us out, too. We'll see. They haven't done it yet, but we'll see. They're probably shadow banning us, you know? Anyhow, everybody's going for truth in alternative platforms, which are not censored anyway, right? Okay, ready to start, guys? Okay. So I'm going to do that first. Then I'll do a short put on the video. So let's do the announcement about we being our channel being closed on YouTube. Okay. Okay. Yes, let's do that. Yes, thank you for reminding me about my favorite book cover. Let's see this. Let me see. Oh, let me get on. Okay, bring it. Yes, my friend, it finally happened. YouTube just cut out and closed Freedom Law School channel. Yep, we knew it was coming. We were prepared for it. And so from now on, you want to watch our video presentations on Rumble, on BitChute, on Odyssey, and Rockfin. So go to those four alternative channels, Rumble, Odyssey, Rockfin, and BitChute to find our videos and spread the word, folks. We're going to restore freedom in America. Tell others about livefreedom.org, defundfedgov.org, of Freedom Law School, and Restore Freedom in America. Hey, under a minute. Great. Oh, because you can put some maybe images on there, like guys, right? As I say that stuff, maybe that make you spice it up. And maybe I should do a short one on Restore Freedom Plan and a swap. Okay? Let's do this short one on that. Yeah. Yeah, let's get the book cover up. I'm going to make that up because people like that. It says a lot right there, doesn't it? Let me see. Let me see. It nicely. Focus good. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit here this way. Here we go. So see, okay. It's good. Hey, guys, do you want to drain the corrupt criminal swamp in Washington, D.C.? Yes, those animals who raided the home of the President Trump, they've been doing it to people in America for a long time. They're keeping their hands open. Yes, I can help you defund the criminals in Washington, D.C. and drain the swamp. Freedom Law School. Start again. I went too fast. Remind me to slow down, guys, if you need to. Folks, I got to slow down. Okay. Hey, let's do it. Hey, everybody. Do you want to defund the criminals in Washington, D.C. swamp? The same ones that raided the home of President Trump? Well, guess what? You can drain the swamp with Freedom Law School's Restore Freedom Plan. You can stop voluntarily paying income and payroll taxes to the criminal gang in Washington, D.C., the money and taxes that you never owed in the first place. Go to livefreenow.org or defundfedgov.org or Freedom Law School and free your mind and let's join together and restore freedom by joining the Freedom Law School Restore Freedom Plan. Drain the swamp and live free now. Just over a minute. I should do a little shorter this time. Let's do another one. Because TikTok got to be under 1 minute, right? Although I heard you can pay more and make it longer to TikTok, guys. We can talk about it later. I'm going to make it a little bit shorter. See, now is it up good? Let me see it nice and good. Yeah, here we go. That's good. Hey, everybody. Do you want to defund the criminal gang in Washington, D.C. swamp? The same criminals who raided President Trump's home in Florida in August 2022? You can. You can defund these criminals. Stop voluntarily paying income, payroll taxes to those D.C. criminals that you never legally owed in the first place. Yes, Freedom Law School has a plan to restore freedom. Yes, Restore Freedom Plan. Go to livefreenow.org or defundfedgov.org and check out our plan to restore freedom by defunding the criminals in D.C. and funding you, your family, and freedom in America now. Just over a minute again. I'll do it again shorter this time. I guess it the kind of now only cuts out 2 seconds, right? It's not enough, right? I was hoping I could, you know. But okay, no problem. Let's try it this way. Okay. All right, let's see now. The argument must have sounded good. Just do it. Hey, guys, you want to defund Washington, D.C. swamp, the ones that raided former President Trump's home in Florida in August 2022? You can. You can stop voluntarily funding the criminals in D.C. by no longer paying income and payroll taxes. Go to livefreenow.org or defundfedgov.org. Check out Freedom Law School's Restore Freedom Plan. Join the Restore Freedom Plan, and let's take back America and start living free now. That was 44 seconds. Okay. All right, what else do you have going on tonight, guys? Anything else? Question and answers. Yes, question and answer session. Let's put the call number, folks. Yes. For those of you who are on this right now, You guys could put me on my monitor, 87,000 Ask Agents video, guys, on Rumble or Odyssey. One of you, while I'm talking, I'd like to show them the video because people have questions about that. That's a hot topic. In fact, can you guys, one of you guys, IT people, do that piece for me? Come do that. What happened, I noticed that before our child got closed down, I had like 8 or 10 comments about our latest video about 87,000 IRS agents. Well, Republicans are using it to scare Americans about the more power of the IRS, which is okay by me, you know. But the reality is the IRS is actually imploding, folks. So in this presentation, I actually quoted a lot Time Magazine and also Freedom Law School's previous presentations on the topic of $80 billion being given to IRS over 10 years to hire 87,000 agents over 10 years. And so I thought, hey, you know, I'm telling people it's not a problem. You know, IRS is just going to not go down quite as fast because they're going down fast. You know, in fact, let me show you. I got to show you this. I got to put this on our website. Rachel, please remind me. We got to put this on our website. This right here. I got this chart here from Taxpayer Advocate, okay? That shows IRS collections where in 2011, by 3.7 million, they come down over the years, 2021 to only 300,000, over 90% drop in IRS forced collections. They cannot collect money by force. I mean, tax agency is supposed to collect, and by force, if necessary, they can't do it. But YouTube algorithms and their organization have their digs on us already. They're going to close the channel anyways, right? They gave us within the last month and a half the strikes, deleted an old video, and so no big deal. So on this topic, I'm going to show you on my screen, okay? On Rumble, go to rumble.com. I did this video titled 87,000 New IRS Agents, Why That's No Threat to You, Really, Folks. And we published it on August 12, 2022. At 104 videos right now. You should have a lot more by tomorrow, okay? So so there's a source, though, if you want to ask about this topic, save your breath. Watch this video, which is about 13 minutes long, and it refers you, this video, to other videos that I've done. Like, do you see on the screen here? Yes, I referred you to other videos that cover this in more detail, okay? So, all right. So, anyhow, with that, let's go to your questions on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call for questions is area code 657-383-1755. And please remember to, if you have a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know you have a question, and your questions will be answered one person at a time in turn. So what area code did you have our first caller from, guys? Is he the only one from area code 541? Okay. To protect your privacy, call from area code 541. Do not tell me your last name, only your first name. Then tell me your, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yeah, Renata, from Stu Peters. It was a while ago, about 6-8 months ago.
Sound problem, guys. I hear a background voice. You may want to check out, guys, what's going on this end. I have a very weird background, and your phone cuts out a lot. Why cuts out a lot?
Can you hear me?
Because headline or just fall back, because the number you're calling from is
can you hear me?
The hang up. Like, meanwhile, maybe my assistants can check out why the sound going to be very loud background. Yes. Oh, we're going to use the phone. We're going to use the
I'm just on my phone.
Okay. So I'm going to problem hearing you. Okay. Are you
can
there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but now I have an
echo. Can you turn off your volume on your computer, please? Because I think that's what echo on the line probably.
I'm not on the, I'm on my phone.
Okay, good. The echo went away. What is your first name?
Renata.
Renata. And how did you hear, Renata, about Freedom Law School?
I heard it from Stu Peters. This was a while ago. And I just got my taxes done about a month and a half ago. It was delayed. And I got the tax, what I owe for the IRS, and I was shocked because they usually pay me back when it goes to my state because I don't make much money. And I was shocked how they took so much more this last year, and then I owe more. And they said I have to pay it by the end of this month, and I don't know what to do because I don't have it. I just had 3 emergency eye surgeries the last 2.5 months. And so I'm not, I don't know, I don't, do I just pay it? Do I have to just pay it?
How much they claim you owe them?
$2,100 more.
Okay. How much do you make a year?
$54,000
a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you single or married? Any children?
Single.
Okay.
No,
all right.
They're adults.
The kids are all growing up, okay?
Yeah.
And IRS claims you owe them about $2,000, right?
$6,700.
Okay, all right. All right, well, Renata, look, can you guys put my screen back on when you get a chance? Okay, here's the truth. I'm sorry you had been deceived with fear to filling out these 1040 income tax confession trap forms and confess and admit and state that you owe the IRS money. You learn your lesson. You will no longer fill out those forms, tax forms, and pay, and do not tell them that you owe them any money, because you don't. You never did. You were simply deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're waking. Now I got good news for you, okay? Don't worry about the $6,700. These IRS collection letters are sent by dumb computers. They send out these letters by hundreds of thousands at a time, Renata. Okay?
Yeah.
Hold on. And legally, that letter means nothing. They cannot take anything from you without first issuing you what's called a notice of deficiency by certified mail. Number one, they have to do that. Number two, even after they do that, what's that?
They sent me a letter that I owe this by the end of the month.
No. The remainder. No. That was not a notice of deficiency that says it's called itself a notice of deficiency by certified mail. It's just a regular first-class mail letter you got, correct?
Okay.
Right? You have a first-class regular letter. It's not certified and does not in the first paragraph of the writing tell you it's a notice of deficiency, correct?
Okay.
Okay, see?
It just says,
you didn't know that. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's false. That's a lie.
Okay.
That is a lie. The Internal Revenue Code, Section 6212, requires, it's the law, that before IRS can claim you owe them anything, they must send you a letter telling you have a deficiency or shortage. Now, your tax return showed that you owe the refund, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
See? So you claim you owe the refund. If they claim that is wrong and you owe them money, okay? If they claim you owe them money, then they must send you that notice of deficiency. Okay? And then, by the way, you have a chance to challenge that in the U.S. tax court within 90 days. And on top of that, guess what? Down the road, if they want to do any kind of a collection, any kind, they have to send you another letter by certified mail called Final Notice of Intent to Levy. Levy's taking your money. They got to give you a notice. And notice of your right to a hearing. And then within 30 days, you have a right to ask for a hearing, and no collection by law can be done against you. None. Your bank account, paycheck, it is all completely safe. You didn't know that because the criminal gang wants to keep you ignorant. Okay? Everything I teach you is from the law, the Internal Revenue Code. There's the whole thing on paper. I show it to you online in our videos. So don't worry about it. That letter means nothing legally. It's just a scare tactic to deceive you to send it voluntarily. You all good. And
okay,
what you want
so
to do is join.
Month.
What's that?
I said, so I don't need to pay this at the end of the month? Because, again, I'm leaving
no.
to go to California
no.
to see.
No, you owe them zero.
I,
zero. What's
okay.
that?
Yeah, this. I mean, I was just shocked because when my tax person sent me that I owe $2,100 more, I'm like, nothing changed. Why do I owe? And then they took even more from 2019 and 20. They took several thousand more, and I'm just shocked. And so, I heard the Lord loudly say, no, 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 and I go, I know it's evil. I'm not doing it. And so I told the tax person that I am not going to pay. She told me to. I have to go to my employee and say to increase it to 15% from my IRS, which I'm not going to do. So I just have to fill out the form. But I want to know, is it? I fill out. I know you talked about the form for the employee, so that's what I send my employee. But what about my E? I put it in the chat. Oh, gosh, what do you call it? it's the Orange County ERS retirement. It's not much, but it's enough to put money in. That's it. So I don't know, is that separate? Does it go to the County of Orange?
Yes, that's the retirement account.
Because they automatically take
Orange
it.
County.
They automatically take it out.
Right, that's different. That's different. That goes in your retirement account, right? That goes actually for your retirement.
No, see, this is my ex-husband. This was a divorce settlement that the judge, when he was actually fired because he's not a good guy, but when he left the county, he then gets the pension, and I got a portion of it monthly, thankfully.
Okay.
I mean, that was a godsend, but they're taking the taxes out of it each month.
You can stop that. We can help
so
you stop that. Join. Go, hold
that?
On.
Is
what you want to do is this. Have you been to our website, Renata, at livefreenow.org?
I have. I've done that,
okay.
And I talked to the office, yes.
Great. So you can join the Restore Freedom Plan. Since you're lower than average income, fill out the application for a scholarship so we can give you appropriate discounts.
I did.
Okay? Oh, we'll do that.
I did.
And then, we'll take care of you.
So
we'll take care of everything for you.
I did, but they said I owe so much to sign up, and I can't. I don't have it. I don't know what to do.
Well, hold on. No, we'll let you make payment. Not only will we let you do a scholarship, we'll let you make a payment plan. We always make sure that your membership is definitely clearly less than what you pay the IRS. Understand that?
Well,
so we want to make sure you always have extra money left over
deducted.
After you join the plan.
Yeah, I can make payments if I'm not deducted anymore.
Yeah, we'll do that for you.
Cover it.
We'll do that for you. We'll help you with that.
So,
we help you legally stop the stealing
from
your paycheck. How do you do it?
Okay.
Join, send the application in with a little bit, okay, and then we immediately get on. Stop the stealing from your paycheck right away. That's a top priority with us.
So, well, that's what I want, because then I could start September to start it. But I just need to do it. I can't pay until I'm not getting taken, because it's over $200 on my paycheck.
Look,
a month.
Call my office. We let you make a small payment with the application. Very small payment is enough. And this stops the withholding of your paycheck, and you can make bigger monthly payments and pay your membership within 6 to 8 months.
And they'll stop with the
withholding, yes. We'll help you stop the withholding from your
the,
payroll.
Well,
income tax withholding.
Also my pension, too.
No, I cannot stop your pension.
Separate?
No, that's separate.
So they still would deduct that?
Oh, no, take money out of the pension. We can stop that out of the pension also, yes. We can have them stop taking income tax withholding from the pension and your regular job.
Yeah, yes, because that would help give me something. Because I'm like, I just live. I mean, that's it.
Right.
I just make enough to live.
Right.
And everything's gone up, as you know.
You live in Orange County. Where do you live, by the way, Renata?
No. Well, I grew up in Orange County, Newport, but I moved to Oregon because I hate it, California. It's never been my thing. And so I'm going to see my family. It's been 3 years, and my friend actually got me a ticket to go see her and see my mom before she passes. I don't have money, and I just live, and I'm joyful. God has blessed me. I can work remotely, so I don't have to have the jab or wear a mask and all that stuff, so I'm happy. But
mm-hmm.
I just had 3 emergency eye surgeries that are just, a huge deductible that I'm trying to breathe. So, and then this come up, I just was like, crap, I didn't know.
Renata, relax, honey.
Yeah.
We'll love you, and we'll help you. We'll take care of you. You got friends here at Freedom Law School.
Okay, is there a number I can call to get this set up?
Sure, our regular number. I keep announcing on our website.
Is that the 444-4800?
Yep.
Is that the number I call? Okay.
Yes.
And I can call it tomorrow because it's overtime now.
Yep.
Because your Eastern Standard Time. Okay.
And let me suggest you consider moving out of the newly communist state of Oregon, which after California, which is the 48th free state, California is the third worst state in America for freedom. After New York and Hawaii, it's the third worst, and Oregon is number 5. So Oregon used to be good. So leave, go to Wyoming, it's close by you. Florida is the best. Florida's number 1. If you come to Central Florida, it's best, number 1. But other ones are good. You like cooler weather, South Dakota, Wyoming, those are good also.
Right. I just can't. I'm just stuck. I can't. I wish I could.
All right.
I would. I fucking could. But I have, my ex took everything and left me just to survive. So, but I'm blessed. The Lord has protected me, and he spoke to me loud and clear when I got the paperwork from my tax person. He said, no, no, no. And I said, I know, you're right. It's evil. I can't do it. And that's when it came up, Freedom Law School. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that interview, and I got to get that done. So that's what came to my mind when I saw that.
Okay.
So
there
I appreciate it, and I'll call tomorrow to get this set up.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Do you have any other callers, guys? We have a caller from area code 831. Okay, my friend, give me your first name only, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
My name is Sandra Murillo, and I'm from California, and I heard from you on SGT report. And
very
my question. I've been getting threatening letters from STB, California.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live? Where do you live?
California.
So you cut out. Your phone cut out. From where? California?
California.
So you have an 831 area code number. Whereabouts in California do you live?
It's Santa Cruz County.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. How much did claim you owe them for what year, and did you file California tax form or not for that year?
I did not file my tax return, and so they're charging me, I guess, for not filing and also for money that I supposedly owe. And I usually get reimbursement after the end of the year, but I stopped filing my returns for a few years now, and now they're coming back to me and charging me.
For what year is it that they claim you owe the money?
2019.
What was the last year that you filed the California tax forms?
Perhaps 2015 or 2016.
Okay, so they left you alone for several years. See, they left you alone for 2015, 16, 17, 18. Right, so that's good,
yeah.
See?
No, they charged me last year and the year before. I've paid them for the last 2 years.
Okay, what do you do for a living and how much you make a year?
Yeah, they haven't left me alone, yeah. So I guess I already paid, so this is 19, and I already paid for 2018 and 2017. So those are the years that I haven't filed for, but I already paid for them.
Okay, but I need to know how much you make a year and what do you do?
I'm an office manager and I make about $60,000 a year.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you something. California is the most, I should say, international communist republic of Mexicania. Okay, it's no longer the Golden State. Okay, they deliberately destroyed that place, okay, that wonderful state used to be, okay. And they have the most lawless and aggressive tax agency, the California Franchise Tax Board, in America by far. They make IRS look like a good old Sunday school kids in comparison. So sometimes people like you who are employees, you know, and your employer is there, you're there. Sometimes the best thing with the FTB is to follow a doggone state form, pay them as little as possible, but don't pay the IRS anything. That's probably the easiest way to reduce this thing, realistically speaking. I mean, you should have to pay them, but they're so organized and aggressive. The only thing they're good at is they let you make small payment plans. That's the one thing they're good at. So call them, make a small payment plan. If you file for that year, by the way, they'll take out the penalties. Because what they're coming after you is tax plus penalties and interest.
Right.
But the penalty they'll take off if you file, which I don't like it, but that's something you may want to consider as an option. And make a small payment plan monthly until you get the heck out. Have you thought about leaving that communist republic, go to a different state?
You're asking me to consider moving to a different state, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, with no state income tax, like Nevada, Texas, Florida. Yeah, why are you stuck in Santa Cruz? Why are you still living in there? Why don't you leave?
Because of family and, this is where all my family is living, and I was born and raised here. Yeah, we've considered moving, but like we don't have any family out of state.
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Iran. Came to America in 1977, and I stayed here because it was a better place. In California, I was there. It was far better than Iran, and my family was in California, most of them. My mother, my sister, okay? They were there too. But I left and came to Florida. You know, we got to move. We got to move. We can't stay there. Things have changed around you. You may be the first one to leave and bring your family members with you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to do that. You are the intelligent one. You're the smart one. You're the one with the open eye that knows what's going on. They don't know. $60,000 in Santa Cruz is nothing.
Yes, nothing.
You're living in poverty wages. You don't even make $30 an hour. You make maybe 20,
yeah.
Not $8 an hour in Santa Cruz. Oh my gosh, there's nothing to live
about.
You're struggling.
Taxes, on the gas.
Yeah. High housing prices, yeah. Taxes, gas.
The
leave. Why live in poverty?
The water bill. Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, you come to Central Florida, Tampa area, you will not have any trouble finding a job. I guarantee that to you. There, let me tell you something. In a small town of Brooksville, where we're at, for months, this place by a supermarket, it was this Abscott money order place, we had on the front door, big sign right in front of your eyes, starting at $15 an hour or more. And the jobs were begging for months they were not filled. Now, $15 over here in Brooksville is worth more than double of what's in Santa Cruz. More than double. And that was just an entry-level job for an 18-year-old kid. Someone with you, some experience that you got, office management, you make a lot more than that. You make easily $25 an hour, probably more. You see,
yeah.
you effectively double your income. You know, so you want to be poor?
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring your family along with you. I recommend you look at that option more carefully. But I shoot the video, guys. Did a video on Rumble on Florida. I did one why you want to move to Florida, the free state. Number one free state and affordable state is Florida. Okay, so if you can put it on there, we have it on because you suppose on our YouTube channel. I don't know if they have it on. I think they have it on here also, but that's my best suggestion to you. And if you do that, Sandra, you can say to FTB, bye bye, sayonara.
And so, yeah, and I wish I think that'd be the best option. Yeah. So my other question that I have is so you're saying that if I file, maybe they're going to take off my penalty. So that means that you recommend that I file for every year that I haven't done so?
Probably. But I cannot tell you for sure. I need to do a one-on-one private consultation with you to make sure that, you know, you do it the right way. Plus, it also depends. Are you going to strategize and leave California in 3 months or a year or two? You know, because as soon as you leave them, you have no longer a job there, no bank account that has a branch in California.
Yeah.
They cannot touch you any more than if you're the French or Egyptian government. They cannot touch you, you know, in America. It's the same thing. So you'd have to – so you can stop paying his fees also if you wanted to. You have that option available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do a private one-on-one consultation. So I can go over all your options more carefully. Okay?
What did you say? The last thing, I didn't hear that part.
Go to our website, livefreedom.org, and you see there to request a one-on-one consultation. I normally charge $600 an hour, but for the first hour, it cuts in half to $300 an hour. So send $300 for 1 hour consultation, cash or crypto, and let me spend 1 hour with you slowly in detail to help you understand things and give you options more clearly with your whole situations in mind.
Okay. I appreciate it. Well, thank you so much for your advice.
You're welcome.
And thank you for
my
all
pleasure,
that you
Sandra.
Do. Okay. Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Same with you, Sandra. Any more callers, guys? That's it. All right. Well, folks, thank you for being part of this recording session of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. Tell others about us. Okay? Spread the news. Let's have you live free. Let's take back America. Stop funding the swamp voluntarily. Right? And let's start living free life together. Good night.